Chapter 12. What's in Your Dungeon? Before we begin this last chapter, a quote from Nathaniel Hawthorne. What other dungeon is so dark as one's own heart? What jailer so inexorable as oneself? What you need to have on hand. To outfit one's own dungeon is the goal of many masters and mistresses, but it requires three things: space, equipment, and privacy. If you have the space and can close off the room to curious eyes, then all you need to do is get the equipment to torment your willing slave. Some ideas for a dungeon include bondage furniture, things like benches, cushions, crosses, horses, poles, etc., a wide assortment of whips or floggers, etc., a closet of role-playing costumes, a medical office setup, a cage, various hoods and sleep sacks, mummification equipment, etc., tape, gags, blindfolds, etc., safety shears and a fire extinguisher for fireplay, candles, waxes, etc., mood music, rope, and more rope, electrical stimulation gear and conductor gel, etc., etc. But the main concern for this room is that everything is easily accessible and that the furniture and other bondage points are secure and safe. You will want to employ the help of a kink-friendly carpenter to assist you with these design plans, or look to guidebooks to create your own personal dungeon space. This space should also have proper heating and cooling, so that both the master or mistress and slave can be comfortable, as well as enough light so that movement is safe and easy. A good lock on the door is also a good idea, as well as thick coverings on the walls to soundproof the area if necessary. Creating a dungeon can be as simple as getting a big toy box and filling it with your favorite sex apparatuses, or it can be as elaborate as a completely other room devoted to your BDSM fetishes. That's up to you. But if you have the money and the creativity, why not create a special space where all of your dominance and submission fun can be had? Conclusion. There's a saying in the BDSM community that goes something like, "Your kink is your kink." And that basically means that everyone has their own brand of BDSM they like to practice, some more disciplined than others and some less so. But the main theme that everything boils down to is trust and control. Trusting someone enough to allow them to make decisions for you, do things to you, and to protect you is something that should not be taken lightly. On the other hand, trusting a slave to do what is asked of them, when it is asked of them, and trusting that they will let you know that everything is still all right is important too. Remember, safe, sane, consensual. Know your limits, know your slave's limits, and abide by them. Communicate well, and communicate often. Getting into the dominance and submission world can be a wholly gratifying experience for everyone, and by learning about the basics as you have in this book, you are sure to be ready for whatever challenges lie ahead, both for the master and for the slave. This is the end of Chapter 12 and the end of Slave Training from DiscoverBDSMSlaveTraining.com. We hope you have thoroughly enjoyed this book and audio series and wish you well in all of your BDSM adventures and experiences. On behalf of myself, Mistress Brianne, and Master Bishop, thank you for listening and reading along.